sometimes it just feels good to know that you were right. Right?
Yes, agreed. I would agree. What has you feeling this way this week, Sam?
Like you and I on Apple Vision Pro, right, from the beginning. Actually from just the whole time, we've just kind of flip-flopped and it's been a whole thing. And, you know, it's just not satisfying at the end of the day because I know you're never going to agree with me and I know I'm probably never going to fully agree with you. But I think there might be one thing that we can agree on together.
Okay. What is the one thing? Big moment
here. Apple's the best.
Yeah. Yes. Apple is the best. You heard it here. Is that the title of the episode? Apple is the best? Yeah.
You know why they're the best?
I mean, there's a lot of reasons why today.
They would never ship this atrocity
that
has accosted humanity, dude. What is going on? The tech sphere, the world taken by storm. AI will replace us. AI will augment our daily lives. And most importantly, if you buy the Humane AI pin, AI will overheat and become unusable, allegedly.
Allegedly.
I haven't bought this because when I saw this a few months ago and everybody was glug, 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 I said, no glug!
I think it's too early episode for glugging.
I will not glug the Humane AI pin. And yeah, it's a disaster. It overheats. It barely knows anything. It lies. And it's $700 plus
and
a $25 a month subscription.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have, let's get to the meat of the issue. There's no iMessage on it.
No iMessage.
If I say, hey, AI, I don't know what, push, beep, boop, send John a message. It's going to be a green bubble and he's going to think I'm
green
broke.
Bubbles.
He's going to think I'm broke. I can't have him
thinks
thinking
you're
that.
Broke. Anything else?
Yeah, I don't know. This was just, I feel like these people called Humane, they're ex-Apple people. So they literally were Apple engineers. They start their own company back in 2018 or 2019. And they say the future is AI. We're going to make a wearable device that you wear on your shirt like this.
Yes.
It's a little pin and you'll notice it's like, okay. What does it do? So basically, it's just anything. You ask
okay.
it questions.
What does it do?
Yeah.
Basically
you
anything.
Go, do this. That was basically the pitch. This is going to do everything and replace your phone. Guess what it replaces? Not my therapist. I'll tell you that. That's sticking around.
Nothing.
It replaces nothing because maybe, God.
Here's the thing. I want to be careful because I don't want to poo-poo on people just trying something new. You know? But also, 6 years of development, and this is not good.
No, here's the difference, and this is why I feel comfortable talking about Humane the way I do. They caused this. This is their fault.
Okay, go
they on. Could have released exactly, and this is the same way I feel about the Vision Pro in my experience from Apple. When you make the case for a product that it is groundbreaking and changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do that. Mm. Like if I show up to the grocery store, right, and I buy some bananas and I'm like, these bananas will change everything. And then I walk out of the store without paying, I'd probably be arrested because that's not what I said I would do.
What?
I said that I would pay for the bananas. Now, I didn't say it out loud, but if you have two brain cells.
Have you had vitamins today?
Let me finish.
Okay.
You know that you pay for the bananas and you deliver on what the unwritten rules are. So if you get out there and you say, if you watch the Humane launch video, they're like, this is the next generation of AI. Like, they're literally like, this is an iPhone moment. Dude, this isn't even a moment.
I mean, it is a I moment. It's really so the pitch for this, right? Let's just, for people unaware why they would even attempt to make you think you want this. The pitch of this is that it's less distractions than your phone. It augments your life and adds to your life in a way where you can have your own personal assistant without opening up your phone and being a slave to that device. So it offloads some of the stuff your phone does and just does it much, much, much worse. Much worse. You can, I think the coolest use case so far is like, you can tap if you're talking to somebody that's speaking a foreign language, you can hold and then it'll listen to them talk and then it will translate it back. It does it a little slowly, but it does it. And then other than that, it's like, it's got a camera on it, right? So you could say, hey, what do I see? In case you couldn't see. And then it will say, this is what you're looking at. As if you didn't already know. Innocent use case. Or like, well, you're working on something. You could ask like, okay, how do I do this in Final Cut? I don't know how to do this. And it will like try to Google an answer and get it back to you. But like a lot of times it's not correct. It takes too long to do so. And it's just kind of bad. It gets really hot. You know, some of the shortcomings here, it being slow and like kind of not answering things the way it's supposed to, not actually delivering on a lot of the promises. Some of those I could excuse a little bit as like, okay, you know, the testing pool for this was probably very small, and now that people have bought it and it's going to start to be used, this first gen product, it will start learning, right? And it'll get better over time. But the thing is, it doesn't matter how much better it gets over time if it only lasts 2 hours at a time. You know what I mean? It only lasts 2 hours at a time. This is something that Marquez said was so bad that he even had to double check with his friends or other reviewers that also had the unit to see if theirs was lasting longer somehow. Maybe his was defective. Nope. They don't last worth shit.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I just think there's a very big difference between saying, I think a perfect example of a product that's basically going to have the same flaws is the stupid other AI thing that I think is dumb, the Rabbit R1, I think it's called. Have you seen this little orange box? It's another AI gadget.
Yes, but for them doing basically the same thing Humane is doing, they've done it much better. There's no monthly subscription. It's much more affordable right out of the gate. I didn't do a thumbs up. Why FaceTime? Why? It looks cuter.
This is what I'm trying to highlight, right? They fundamentally are a cool AI gadget, right? There's something that could be there. It's fun to ask and get an answer about something. The thing is, this is made out of plastic. It's orange and it's $200 and it just looks like a gimmick.
It's like the price you would. It's like the price you should ask for something like this.
Yeah, it's got the camera on it and everything. It's super cheap, right? It just looks kind of goofy. All right, that's what
it is. I think it's cute, dude. The little wheel to like interface with it is cute.
No, that's
it's
my
better
point,
than a fucking
though.
Laser going. That's
my point. Is this company and even the founder of this company seems pretty self-aware about what it is right now. Humane came on the stage, and for the past year, the fact that they debuted this at a high-end fashion show before anybody really knew what it looked like, the fact that the founder, Imran and Bethany, were talking about this as if it changed everything, makes me not want to trust anything that they would ever release again. And a lot of the cool people that work at the company are suffering because of the leadership decisions these people made. I just don't understand. I guess they just know that we're in this like post-truth era where you can just kind of say things and some people will continue to believe them. They continue to say, this thing is amazing. And then the day it releases to people and the reviews go out, all of the sudden they go, man, we have a lot to work on. We love feedback. Mm-hmm. That's not what you fucking said for the past year, guys. You said this is an iPhone moment and it's going to change everything and you don't need an iPhone anymore. So
and
like
the best part about this is like
that's shitty.
They've been able to hype this up for many, many months and like create their own narrative about this because no actual people had their hands on it. And the second real people got their hands on it, all of this stuff about it comes out and then blaming have you seen people blaming Marquez?
Well, yeah,
for like he killing the company.
That's just the stupidest possible narrative ever.
It is. It is a very goofy, silly narrative. People are because Marquez put out a video like I think it's called like the worst product I've ever reviewed for now or something like that. Like quite the title, but people are like, well, if Humane goes down now and like bankrupts, it's all of it's Marquez's fault because
I've literally seen
people on Twitter being like, with great power comes great responsibility. With this many followers, he shouldn't be able to say bad things about company, make them go bankrupt. Like, it's not the fact that Marquez has his hands on it. It's the fact that you released it, and anyone has their hands on it now. Yeah. And they're realizing that it's very bad.
Yeah. It's the reason that I think I've taken so long with my Vision Pro quote-unquote reviewer, and I still haven't put it out, because I really just want to have the best rounded view. And yeah, the more time I spend with a VR headset, the more I'm just like, I don't think VR is the factor. And I feel a lot of ways consistently about this launch of how I did when Apple Vision Pro released, because Apple did market it as the FOV is perfect. They never even mentioned that it looked like a pair of goggles when you see through it. You know, they didn't talk about some of the lens issues with some of the distortion and some of the reflections. And it's things that, for me,
Maybe they just never saw it in low light, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe they didn't see that the cameras would like look really bad if you weren't outside. And even then, it's like darker than the real world. There's just a lot of things that I just wish companies were straight up about it. Especially,
I mean,
a
that's
like
marketing.
I know, but I don't think it's right. I think you can market Vision Pro in other ways that are not slightly deceptive. And I feel the same way about the AI pin. Just be honest. And
at least
cool
marketing these days is much better than it used to be before there were like FCC laws. Like, do you know that when Listerine came out, I might be making this up. I think I heard this in seventh grade one time. Okay. Listerine was pitched as the cure for cancer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep. And then they were like, okay, maybe it just makes your mouth a little cleaner. But like a lot of products early on launched is like completely different marketing tactics and like completely different genres. And at least we're in the genre. At least this AI pin does have AI on it and does do what it says it does if you're willing to wait 2 minutes in between prompts. Mm-hmm. I really think that a lot of this could be excused if the battery lasted longer. Like, I know that that's oversimplifying it, but like a lot of its shortcomings can be excused, but it's hard to excuse those shortcomings, first gen product or not, when the battery life is such ass.
Well, I think
it's not your companion for anything if it dies.
Yeah. I guess I should ask, are you getting one of these?
No.
Because here's the thing. I haven't wanted one.
Wanted one.
But now that I've heard how bad it is, I almost want to buy one to like see it for myself.
Okay, I feel that.
But then I go through the process of like, what would this actually do? And then I'm like, oh, wait, I can just go to ChatGPT and ask whatever I want. And then in iOS 18, Apple's just going to make Siri ChatGPT.
Yeah.
And you're just going to have
the gadget
already.
That might be
the
most tragic thing of them all is that like, these AI companies are releasing these things like just a few months before Apple does AI on iPhone. Or, I mean, even just before like AI really takes off on any phone, you know?
Yeah, Google I.O. is going to be next month.
Yeah. So just a tragic, like what? It's like they just had the idea, what if we just sold Siri in a box? Like, that's like, and that should already tell you that's a terrible idea. If you even, That prompt by itself is terrible, let alone making a whole product, 6 years of development, $250 million raised in capital for this. That's my next question. What did they possibly say to people with money that convinced those people to be like, yeah, you can have a lot?
I just want to show you this photo as well.
With that logic, what's stopping us from going to angel investors and going, listen, blanket, but big blanket. Genius is on the blanket. Yeah,
and
it's printed on the blanket.
We've used AI to make the most comfortable blanket based on computational blankography ever.
Yes, we ran through AI the most comfy scenarios, and this is the material it spit out.
Yeah,
just
I mean,
tragic.
And then there's decisions like this.
Which is a really cool idea in 2007.
Yeah, like...
Remember when they said, remember that 2007 or 2008 like iPhone leak that was like, the next iPhone gonna have laser keyboard?
Yeah, wait, let me find that iPhone laser keyboard. I bet we'll find the exact image.
I love how you and I can both remember this specific leak from when we were just little boys.
Yeah, it's like this stuff. Yeah, this thing.
Yeah.
iPhone 5 features.
Amazing.
Dude, amazing. I want to show you this picture, though, because the thing with the Humane AI pin outdoors, because if you look at the
even thought about this. It probably looks ass.
Yeah, in all the reviews, they said you literally can't see the screen if you're, like, not in the shade in a dark area.
What a just, like, intrusive way to navigate this thing. Rabbit really did a good job with that little wheel.
But just look at how serious they are.
They're very serious.
Like, I don't know. Let's make it even and just look at a photo of me so we can also make fun of myself.
I like this.
Who posts that?
Yeah,
that's cringe as hell.
That?
Like, what is this?
Yeah, that guy's definitely not releasing an AI pin anytime soon. Hey, there's Fat Me and Luke Miani and Sam Cole and Noah Ruby.
Oh yeah. Why do I have the jacket turned inside out? That looks dumb. Why do I look like this in general? What have I just stumbled across? Yummy Celeb Boys.
Okay. For audio listeners, we're looking on Google Images and a Google image of Sam has popped up, but it's labeled Yummy Celeb Boys, and I'm afraid to know the rest of that.
No, we're not going to click any further on that.
I think we should click. Dude, what is all of this stuff of you?
I don't know, bro.
What happens when you search Yummy Celeb Boys? Just his pants.
Yeah. Here, let's finish out. You look like a douchebag. Why'd you dress like that? See, look, I can make fun of myself, too.
Jesus Christ.
I look silly. I mean, I'm kind of a cringe person in general. But the thing is, I feel like I'm not going to go around acting like
Who the fuck is that guy?
Who is that?
And it's my actual Twitter account. Wait, did I get hacked? Who is that man? That says it's my Twitter account.
It's not. That's not your Twitter account. I just checked.
That's tragic.
There's just way more. Oh, whoa, that's crazy that the second result of you is Apple Track.
Oh, yeah, it is.
That's
what
crazy.
A good percentage to end at, too. 69%.
Yeah, true. I feel like
oh my God, Lordstown grad. Oh, fucking hell.
Dude, you have
WFMJ, the local news.
Is this you? No.
No, that's not me. I don't know who that is.
That's a great image.
It is. Every time John Prosser ascends, is that a compilation?
You do look like you want to harm yourself and others with this.
I did. Around that time, that was a harm everyone scenario. Yeah.
Where are you in this?
That's Chris Perillo's studio. Look up Chris Perillo, and you'll see him sitting in the same spot. That's literally his like home office. You tried.
Oh, wow.
See? There he is.
Dude, I remember watching him back in the day. Wow.
Yep, that's where I was sitting. Wow. That's where we're at with Genius Bar, by the way. In terms of news, we are looking at old pictures. Just Google Images.
Sorry, I just got distracted.
I have another brilliant segment idea. It's a game. Would you like to play?
Yeah, sure. What's the game?
Okay. I have a famous tech website up.
Okay.
Just to let you know how bad the news cycle is right now, I'm going to just read the latest posts.
Okay.
And you get to guess which blog it is. AstroPad, Rock, Paper, Pencil, V2, the pen on paper iPad upgrade gets even better. Okay. You can finally play checkers on Apple Vision Pro. Okay. We like this. How to turn off. This is a news blog. One of the biggest Apple news blogs. How to turn off iPhone Wi-Fi auto join. This is a news article on the front page currently. You could go there right now and see it.
I'm gonna check myself.
Smart MagSafe wallet could alert you if you leave card behind. Best smart scales to use with iPhone. Huh? Sound great? This is the top news stories of the day.
It sounds bad, brother.
Nope. Sorry, this is the news. This is the world that we live
in. Oh, it's 9 to 5 Mac, everybody.
It's 9 to 5 Mac. Yes, he found it.
Speaking of the good stuff, this was actually an interesting story I saw about the iPad Air.
Oh, thank God. Saved the last second.
Ross Young out of nowhere coming in hot saying that the 12.9-inch iPad Air is going to use the mini LED tech as found in the iPad Pro.
Sweet. We love to hear that. That's beautiful, wonderful, amazing.
So that's actually a huge screen upgrade for the Air, and I'm kind of surprised Apple's doing it, but they also are just using probably the leftover stock from the 12.9-inch and making a few more.
Yeah, at this point, I'm just using a lot of leftovers from my life too, you know?
Yeah. Although LCD objectively would have been cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
Like they've made those on previous iPads forever, so I'm kind of surprised at the same time that Apple would... I mean, mini LED on a mid-tier, I guess it actually kind of does make sense. LCD will be bottom, mini LED will be mid, OLED will be top. What's so funny?
I just laughed at bottom because I'm 12. Okay, I have news. I can save us right now because you know what the default rule is? When there's no news right now about stuff happening right now, the best thing you can do is talk about the next iPhone. Not this year's, not iPhone 15, not iPhone 16, the one after. I'm talking iPhone 17 because nothing says relevant right now on April 18th, 2024, like an iPhone 17 leak. There's a report that the iPhone 17 Plus will feature a smaller screen than the current Plus phones. I will now give you a second, a moment of silence, if you will, to just try to care. Go ahead. Have we established enough cares? Have we done it? Look at this man! You can see the care busting through his veins.
I tried. Well, this doesn't even make sense.
No, it does. It does. It must.
Okay. Go pop off.
Because everyone plus is trying to trim off a few pounds these days. And I think the iPhone has just been like, I would like to live a healthier life. So iPhone 17 Plus, shredding off a little bit, all right? It's going to be Plus, but more of the Plus you love with less of the Plus you don't love.
The Ozempic 17.
Ozempic. The Ozempic, yes. I saw Sarah Dici tweeted about the Kardashians or something. That's not really Genius Bar material, but she used the term Ozempi, and it is the funniest way to say that. So this is the Ozempi iPhone.
Okay, cool. Ross Young said, I mean, he's got a great track record. I just don't really get how a Plus phone is going to get smaller. So basically, it's going to be less than 6.7 inches,
but it's still going to be called Plus. Kind of how, like, I have... Okay.
Maybe rumors have gone too far.
No. You know how... Okay, so I have lost like 50 or 60 pounds since this time last year. But you have said recently to my face, it's starting to look like no matter how much weight you lose, you will always have the frame of a mini fridge. And I think that's what this is.
I did not say that to you.
That is because my bones are like the structure of a mini fridge. And I think that's the same thing the iPhone is suffering from. No matter how small you make it, it's still Plus. It's still got Plus bones, you know? Mm. And I think it deserves to be talked about. I think this Plus can be just as Plus as the previous models, and we shouldn't shame it.
I just don't get... this. Like, I know Ross Young is always right, but I mean, obviously they'll probably change the name. I guess I'm just confused.
Nope. Why would they change it?
Well, I guess it would.
To Plus?
No, actually, I don't get it. Because, yeah, it's been 6.7. Because, yeah, the iPhone 16 Pro Max is going up to 6.9 inches.
Yeah, it's good. That can we talk about
7-inch display is pretty big.
Can we talk about 6.9 inches being way too big? 6.7 inches is already made for monsters. 6.9, like, where do we draw the line as a society? Where do we just say, no, absolutely not?
Let's ask Google.
Can it be this year? Can we tell them no?
Is 6.9 inches big enough?
Asking
for a friend. 6.5 inches erection is considered above normal long. Wow, okay.
Okay, above so I guess the normal iPhone's long. Basically, why did they say it that way?
Yeah.
Above normal long. What is above normal wide?
I don't I think we're going too far.
Because I think that's
I think we need to escape. bro, you're like a hammerhead shark. That's awesome. John, I'm not
are
feeling
you okay?
very secure today. I'm not
What's
feeling
wrong?
Very secure at all. I think
well, you
that I haven't been
it?
Using Aura, who sponsored this episode of the Genius Bar, John. Oh, wait.
You
they
scared
just got
me there
installed.
For a second.
Okay,
you scared
so
me there
listen,
for a
man.
Second.
Listen, I've got people trying to grab my data. I've got VPNs that are trying to, you know, take advantage of me. I want to store my password somewhere. It's almost like I wish I could do all of this in one place, protecting my data, having a killer VPN, as well as password management, identity theft protection, and more.
This all sounds like so much in one package. I hope it's coming from a name that I can trust.
Yeah, man. It's Aura who sponsored this episode. We're so
Yay,
excited that they're here.
Thank you, Aura. Welcome back, Aura.
You know, I don't like data. I think it's just become a dirty word. Back in my day, data used to be clean as a squeak and whistle. And now it's like I got all these people trying to grab it. And that's why I've been using Aura to protect it, as well as protect me in other spots, not just from these data brokers, but when I'm browsing the internet online, when I've got my identity out there ripe for the taking.
Yes. It's like if you could put a condom on, but put a condom on against the whole world. All in one protection, a VPN service, ad blocker, and it's going to protect your data. I don't believe this. And I know what else you won't believe. You can get all of this for 14 days for free to try at aura.com/genius. That's aura.com/genius. That's really cool. The link is down in the description and in the show notes to get started for free. All of your data in one place removed. And so, instead of going on Google and having to be like, hey, can you, hey, evil person, evil data broker, can you please take this down or else? Like they would ever listen to Sam. Look, he's not very intimidating. Instead, R will send a big beefy man. Hulk Hogan will knock on the door himself and say, all of the data must be deleted from your servers or else, brother. And then it all gets removed thanks to Aura.
Thanks for sponsoring, Aura. We love you. Again, that's aura.com/genius to start your 2-week free trial today.
Thanks, Aura. Listen, guys. Every week.
We don't want this. This isn't what we choose.
We never skip a week. We always show up, news or not, and we come in with the attitudes of someone who has a lot of news.
We did get something pretty cool the other day, which I'm excited to talk about because it is phenomenal, and that is the fact that, yes, we have finally gotten the first game emulator for the iPhone.
Well, one that hasn't been taken down yet.
Dude.
Delta game emulator.
Have been gaming. Not
okay,
actually, but
Sam,
like,
I need your
I
help.
I need to talk about it. Yeah.
I have I'm Delta. I have the app.
Yeah.
But I don't have any games in here. Can you teach me how games?
Yeah, hold on.
Like how you have games on there?
Let me show you. Hold on. Watch. I just want to just bring us all back. Okay.
I will do the since to avoid copyright, I will do the music. Dude. Do, 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 do,
we can't
do,
even put
do,
a clip.
Do, 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 do,
oh, I was going to play the music. Do, no, you got to. I'm getting copyright struck for this.
Okay. Goodbye, $30.
Just.
Watch Genius Bar lose $30 in real time.
Ah! Okay, we can stop the sound now.
That used to be my ringtone on my phone because I was a stupid idiot.
Oh, yeah.
Someone who has it on their phone right now is like, oh.
But anyway, the way I do it is you download these things called ROMs. Some people say it's illegal.
I was gonna ask you, did you like buy a cartridge, take the ROM off the cartridge, and put it on your phone?
I mean, I own the game.
Suspicious website.
Here's my philosophy, because you know I'm very against stealing, especially from creators.
Yeah.
And even
Sam is well known for being against stealing.
So I own this game, which is why I downloaded it and played it. So I have no moral qualms. If I've bought the game from Nintendo and I'm downloading a version of it from a website, I've given them
But the version
money.
You got is not the legal version, yes? But you're like, that's fine because
it's the legal version. It's just maybe from a gray legal place.
You're a genius. My mom, circa 2004 probably bought me a Pokemon Red game or something for Burger King or something. I can, doesn't matter now. I have paid my dues. My mother paid my dues.
This is my philosophy. And I'm being serious. Like, if you have paid the company for the game, I don't think it matters if you played on their console or if you played on another device. You've given them their money for that copy of the game.
You don't think you just pay for it every time you get a different version of that game?
If
good,
there
me
was an
either
official Nintendo version, I would be more than happy to buy the official
here's
Nintendo
my logic
version on my thing.
2004, my mom buys me this game. And then she fucking dies. So basically, her dying one wish was that I have this game. So Nintendo, if you want to take me to court, go right ahead. Okay? Go right ahead and take me to court.
Because you're also taking her ashes with me.
You want to, if you're taking me, you're taking her. You want to take both of us? That's what I fucking thought. You won't.
I saw people in the comments, they were like, dude, if you show how to play a Nintendo game, they're very litigious and they're going to kill you. And I'm
good.
Like,
keep talking.
I mean, I don't know. Like, at this point, can I be free? Can I just express myself? I haven't had joy like I had playing this for a minute. And did you see this? I have to show you this. I think it was on The Verge, maybe. Great website. Where was it? Maybe it wasn't on The Verge, but somebody showed you playing Vision Pro, like emulated on device. So here, let me show you. I think it was on Twitter. Apple Vision Pro Delta. I think. Yeah. Look at that. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude,
you
can
just run
cool
the app natively.
That's
and
really
you can
cool
connect a controller. So I'm unironically on the plane because I have a trip coming up. I'm going to download emulator and then.
That's really cool.
I don't know. Here's Nintendo talking about some other thing. I don't know. Nintendo just needs to chill out, in my opinion.
Nintendo, I'm just saying, if you want to take me to court, you're going to have to take both of us, all right? You fucking try. You try. You what? You want her to testify?
Where did you get that from?
What do you mean?
Why do you just have your mother's ashes like in arm's reach? why is a Sharpie and also your mom's ashes adjacent?
I left the room to go get her. God,
oh,
damn,
that was really smooth.
Is she getting heavier?
Do you need that Ozempic?
Is that possible? She's very heavy. Like, watch the camera shake when I put her down. She's not down yet. Here, she's still here.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. That's too heavy. Wow. She needs a little bit of Zempy. Okay. Anyway.
So yeah, this is actually sick. You should do this. I mean, it is.
Is everyone fine knowing that for the rest of the episode she's right here?
Yeah. I feel like she's with
everyone
us.
Cool?
She was great.
All right, cool. Yeah. All right. Thank you for Pokemon Red in 2004.
You can just play and everything's amazing. Oh, the music played. Yeah, no, it's amazing. It's so much fun. And like, shout out to Apple for doing this. They finally have allowed emulators. It's just crazy that they could have done this at literally any point over the past decade. And they said, nuh-uh, no thanks. And then Apple just overnight goes, okay, you can have Nintendo.
Nintendo.
And we all go, Nintendo, please.
There's a lot of money to be made if they just put those games out officially on iPhone. Like, Nintendo could have prevented all of this.
Right.
There's an episode of Front Page Tech back in like 2013 where they were like, I forget what was out, but like their revenue was declining. And I said on the show, like, the easiest way to just make back all this revenue is to just get with the times, put out the games on the App Store and call it a fucking day. And they don't.
Yeah.
And so now you put me in a position and my mother to pirate a game to put on Delta.
No, it's not pirating.
Sorry.
If you own it.
Borrowing.
Yeah. I mean,
wait,
what,
did you
what
say?
Are we not
Case
supposed to borrow our friends'
it?
Games?
What'd I just want to take it.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I buy the games. I don't care if it's a 99-cent cartridge. I'll go and find it, and then I download it, and I believe it. I feel ethical doing that.
Okay. I feel ethical, too, now that you've convinced me.
Well, I do currently have the game somewhere at my dad's house, parents' house. I don't know why I said
dad's house. I have no idea where the game is at.
Yeah. Maybe it's 6 feet under as well.
Yeah, maybe
it's or now, I guess, 4 feet over, depending on how you it. So that's that.
Game good video today, finally. Sam.
Oh, hey, thanks, man.
Probably the best one.
One of my best. I would say it's probably my favorite video I've ever made.
I watched the video before. Oh, don't want to show behind the scenes things. Whoops, didn't know you're showing that. Sorry. Watched the video before I got on the show today.
Yeah, now I can pull it up.
Okay.
Oh, cool. It's playing audio. Yeah. So I finally put out the video. I teased this probably a month ago on
for the
Genius
Apple
Bar.
Watch Series 10X. Yes.
Yeah, the Apple Watch X is coming. Series 10. It's going to be crazy. And here it is. It's absolutely amazing.
It looks so good.
I mean, this is just our vision of it, right? Apple's is probably going to look somewhat different. We don't have the official CADs yet, but this is our guesses and estimation based on rumors from Bloomberg's Mark Gurman about it being thinner.
And even if you had the CADs, you have to give them straight to D-Brand, so.
Yeah, true. it's incredible. It's a good video. My video looks great because you got me a color magic thing.
It's the Atmos Ninja.
Yeah.
It's so Ninja cool. 5, what do you think? What's your review of it, by the way?
Yeah, it's, I didn't know that. It's kind of like seen for the first time.
It really is. It's the best upgrade I've ever made.
Like, I was just shooting B-roll, and you can see the difference in color for the ad.
Like, you think,
you.
No matter what camera you buy, you think it looks great until yes. You plug it into the Ninja, and then it, like, reaches its full potential.
So here's an example of how the color looks like when you record on this thing. And what's amazing is you would think, this is what I thought, oh, you're just cranking up the saturation. That's not what I'm doing, though. That's the actual image that is...
There's literally more color.
Sorry, that's actually how Apple Park looks.
Yeah, yes.
And that's what this is doing, is translating Apple. I mean, it really makes you feel even closer to Apple Park.
Are you wearing the same shirt right now?
No, it's a different shirt.
Oh, that's so trippy. Shirt.
Yeah, but you can see like just an example of the B-roll that I shot on a different camera without the recorder. Just look at the difference. Why are you laughing?
The shot of you in your face, the way it was.
I will be honest. There was a part of me filming this where I was like, can I do this? Is white face allowed?
I mean, why do you have to say it like that?
I don't know. That's just what I was thinking of when I was recording
it.
The
move
I was like,
is
well,
to
I'm
do
white.
It, not say anything. So if anyone says anything about it, you go, oh, that didn't even cross my mind. But now you have just openly said that you thought about that already.
But here's the thing, because even if whiteface isn't allowed, I'm still doing it in the shower every night. Like, I'm not going to stop doing it. I have to clean my face.
I just want everyone to know that I do it every night, whether you like it or not.
I mean, it was fascinating.
Is that
like
how you think about it when you do it too? You don't,
know.
Oh, I'm just like cleaning
my face.
I mean,
I'm always wondering, is there a camera in here?
I mean, technically I whiteface every day too, but I don't think of it when I'm, now I'm afraid that that's how I'm going to think about it every time I clean my face.
Well, and for me, I'm white facing multiple times a day. I'm white
camera!
Facing in the morning.
Why are you going to focus? There's only one face.
I mean, I'm white facing when I put on my little sunscreen face block in the morning. I'm white facing, you know, during the day when I put lotion on my face. I'm white facing at night. It really makes you just think, what if it wasn't the same color? Speaking of color, you can just see the difference in the colors that this captures. Like, this is what the recorder, the Ninja captures.
You know what I think we need?
Straight out of the camera with color correction. What?
I think, you know how we've been discussing behind the scenes? Like, hey, is it time to hire an editor for Genius Bar? Or like, you know, we have someone doing shorts. Mm-hmm. Would it be an appropriate use of funds to hire a PR manager that watches all of the episodes before we post them and knows better?
The thing
so
about
much
that
trouble
is that
we could be saved from.
I'm just not sure the show could go on.
Well, like,
if that was the case.
Last week's episode had a bunch of stuff cut out of it. This week's episode's going to have some stuff. I said something in the beginning that I have to remember to cut out because it was not supposed to happen that way. And it wasn't even a month ago, I don't think, where we we posted an episode, then had to delete the whole episode, cut like 30 minutes out of it, and re-upload it.
Yeah,
so like, wouldn't it be smart to have a PR person just double check before they go out?
I think
taking
it
applicants
be.
For PR people down in the comment section, the requirements are: must not have pirated a single Nintendo game ever, must own a Pokemon Red cartridge,
and must
mother must be alive.
The thing about having a PR manager, though, is I really do think it would have to be somebody that I have complete trust in, because then they would just have all your stuff where we never intentionally mean to say things that are hurtful or offensive, and that's never my goal, but just I'm an ignorant, bad person sometimes, and I always try to be better, and
you're not an ignorant, bad person.
Sometimes I am.
No.
And I want to be better, but I just feel like that's the human experience, and it's just always...
Everyone, just remember that. Next time we get in trouble for something that was said on Genius Bar, it's the human experience.
Let us off. Don't be
mad.
You
guys just be lucky that your human experience, your human experience are documented for 2 hours every week for 3.5 years.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
We have to live in front of you as public figures. You think that's easy? You don't know what it's like to not be able to go to the store.
No.
Without being absolutely assaulted by the mob. No, I don't go to the grocery store.
Or do you order? How do you get food?
I live in Walmart town. I can say in my Walmart app, I would like this. And in 13 minutes, no more, no less, it'll be at my door.
How much is delivery cost, though?
It's free. I have Walmart Plus.
Really?
Yes.
I will say like today is one of those days. And I haven't eaten lunch. And it's 5 p.m. here.
What does that mean? Today's one of those days. What kind of day is it? No lunch day?
Yeah, just where I was working on the video. You know, by the way, that Apple Watch video, I probably spent 10 hours editing.
Okay. Yep, that tracks.
What the fuck is that?
That sounds like the new Jern and Sam.
Dude, a year ago I was spending 3 hours at most, with title and thumbnail included.
Yeah, I used to try to do it in the shortest amount of time as possible. And it was like, the more experience I had, the quicker I could do it. But then once I became older and wiser, I realized that, I just spent all of these years saving time so that I can then use that time again better.
I don't know. It doesn't. I had a conversation with a friend that I met. Somebody that I sort of reconnected with. And we were having dinner and we were talking about creator stuff. And she works in the industry and she was just talking about, like, is your biggest pain point an editor? And would you hire an editor? And my immediate response was, oh, yes, that'd be so nice. And then she goes, okay, well, how would you, you know, work with the editor to translate your style? And how would you, you know, work to make that happen? And then I said, actually, you just exposed my worst fear. I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain my style or how to explain.
Yeah.
I mean, just an example in the video is, there's
focus again?
Yeah,
Sony.
You are.
Sony, my brother. What is the fucking problem? I literally haven't moved. How do you just lose it?
Maybe it's on the animal mode as well.
Maybe.
Mine was on the animal eye mode. Animal AF.
Jesus Christ.
Which means multiple.
Continue. I didn't mean to interrupt you with my upsetting spaghettiness.
No, it's just a good point that I've been telling a lot of folks that my biggest challenge this year is scale, and that I want to hire more people and get the revenue more consistent and higher to hire more folks. And I did taxes. Or I'm still in the process of doing taxes. We got an extension. Don't worry. I'm not like, oh, when are they due? Although I was like that a week ago. And it made me just realize that there's so much that I guess I I would want someone to help me with Shorts content, but just the process of trusting someone. I think I just have trust issues from working in the industry.
Oh, no, that, yeah. Yeah, but also it's like, it's hard to put your vision in somebody else's brain. Like when you're recording a video and you kind of know what you want or what you would do, and then you give it to someone else and then they definitely don't do that because they didn't have that in their brain, then they get yelled at even though it's not really their fault. It's your expectations that are the issue, and you place those expectations on other people and it wasn't fair and it's your fault and not theirs.
Yeah, and also what if I... It's very possible that an editor that I could hire could be where I was at, you know, a year ago, which let's get this done as fast as possible, be done. I mean, I was just talking to this person and she was saying like their company's biggest challenge is hiring good, consistent editors or at least people that are continually good. She said that a lot of people will just not, they'll just not try very hard and the content it's like, suffers.
In order for me to hire an editor, that editor has to be the same as me or better than me.
Yeah.
And it's hard to be better than someone with 20 years of experience making
videos.
It's
hard to be better than perfect, baby.
Yeah.
I'll say that right now.
It's hard to be better than someone who's been doing this for 20 years. And then the people that are better than that are expensive.
And they edit movies in Hollywood.
Yeah, they edit real shit.
Because that's what you do. Yeah. No, and to be clear, I don't think that I don't know how to describe it because... people have told me that my editing has gotten better, but I don't really think it has. I think it's the same editing. I'm just taking longer.
No, it is definitely better. Your attention to detail is much better, which makes everything more consistent and better throughout the whole video.
Just for context, there's a shot. I'll play you the shot real quick because it's in the video, and I'll tell you what I would have done and then tell you what actually ended up happening. So there's this shot right here. Probably my favorite sequence in the entire video where I show 10 years
it's
of Apple Watch.
It's not on the screen.
Oh, I should hit share. Thank you for telling me. I'm a boomer. Call me humane. Okay. So yeah, there's this shot where I go through a decade of the Apple Watch and you see 1, 2, 3, series 4, series 5. And you really kind of get the point through this sequence. Oh, wait, the Apple Watch has never changed its design ever. And I just feel like this sequence is the perfect lead up to what I'm about to show, which is something that is the same, but fundamentally is a different look. It is thinner. It does look a bit more modern. And I actually found a clip on YouTube of somebody who had strung together every single Apple Watch reveal over the past decade. So it was pretty easy to put that sequence together. But before I had found that, I was willing to go through 10 years of Apple events and find just a 1 second clip to make that sequence happen. And I mean, yeah, that alone, just that part, even with it being easy, probably took 15 minutes for a 10 second shot. And I guess it's just stuff like that where I want to show, I could have just said the Apple Watch has basically been the same for the past decade and just showed the first generation. Mm. But I feel like artistically, you learn so much more. And one of the best pieces of advice creatively that one of my professors, Dave, ever
Shout
gave me
Dave.
From college. Yeah. Dave Lunny, the GOAT. Great guy. Oh, great. Just great dude. Really believed in me when my other professors were like, not
name names.
Angie.
Fuck
was
you,
not,
Angie.
No, anymore? I didn't say that. I just said, she's
Fuck
no longer,
you,
I don't think.
Angie, for not believing in my friend. Now look at him.
She half believed in me.
The homepage of 9 to 5 Mac on a podcast every week. Get fucked.
She, I think.
You have no idea how high Sam can fly.
But Dave really believed in me, and he told me, and I've kind of added on to it later. He said, showing is always better than telling. It's always better to show someone rather than explain something. That sequence is, and for me, it's like, if you can do both, that's even better.
Can you show me how to get games in Dota?
Yeah, you just go on my TikTok. I already made a tutorial there.
Don't make me go to TikTok, Sam. What is the point of even being your friend if I still have to go to your TikTok and look?
I mean, I'd like the view.
Okay. That you know what? As a friend, I should go to your TikTok.
Yeah,
and
you
add
should
a
support.
Or
thank you. That's You're the right. attitude that I want to see on this here show.
I actually, you know what? I wanted to let you know for your birthday next year. I already have the gift, and that's because it requires a build up. I purchased a whole separate iPhone that just sits there and auto scrolls through your TikToks. Yeah. Not a click or a view farm per se,
yeah,
but
yeah.
24/7 is just watching through all your TikToks. I'm really trying to push you. So this time next year, your birthday, expect to be the top TikTok star ever.
Okay, I appreciate that from you.
I'm glad. You know, Sam, there's a lot of reasons to watch and listen to Genius Bar. Fun, funny, great jokes. Community, but I would argue the number one reason to watch Genius Bar is saving money. Sam and I are here to save your life and save your wallet, because one of the main things that eats up all of your money every month is your cell phone bill. That would be my yeah, guess. What if I could tell you that $150 phone bill? What if it was $15 a month? You probably wouldn't even believe that, Sam.
Oh, I wouldn't, because I've been getting raked over the coals by my carrier. Instead, I switched to Mint Mobile. I got
Mint
tired
Mobile.
Of the raking. I said, I'm not a leaf. I'm a guy. So stop raking me, okay? That's why I've been using Mint Mobile to rescue me with my premium wireless plan, starting at just $15 a month. All plans, John, they come with high-speed data, unlimited talk and text, a little bit more happiness with more money in your pocket. I just threw that in there because that's what happened to me. And then, of course, this is being delivered on the nation's largest 5G network.
That's what we love to hear. Be a man, not a leaf. Get Mint Mobile right now for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/genius. That's mintmobile.com/genius. Cut your wireless bill to just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/genius. $15 a month and three-a-month unlimited wireless plan. That is for $15 a month, three-month unlimited wireless plan. Pretty crazy. New customers only. Link is down in the show notes and in the description. Click it or, I don't know, lose all your money. Lose more money. I don't act like we never gave you nothing.
And the fine print, guys. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
And what he means by all of that is be a man, not a leaf.
I'm not a leaf no more.
Damn it. Thanks, Mint. Got the idea from Dave, your professor.
I love you guys. Yeah, I mean, it was a good video. I just want to say you've inspired me to up my content. I feel like we're competitive.
What the fuck did I do? I haven't uploaded in a long time.
You made my colors look better. You've taught me some audio tricks to make my vocals
that we don't
come
tell
through
anybody.
Clearer.
We don't tell a soul.
You've helped me with pace and storytelling and editing, and I just really feel like you've made my content. Yeah, I mean, it's just...
shucks. Thanks, dog.
And part of me hates it and part of me loves it. I will say, I almost texted you last night because I got a really bad headache after a while editing, because I think I was just too locked in and I was tired and I had run and my back hurt and not great. But I was excited to edit for the first time.
I know the feel.
It was 10 p.m. Just talking about my work schedule, they're like, you're insane. But yeah, I mean, I get back from a run with some peeps, and then it's like dinner, and then go into I start editing about 10, finish editing about 1:30. Actually, I finished right at 2. So three and a half hours straight. That was the second half editing of the video. I'd already done probably about 3 hours before that, and then I did another 2 or 3 today. And I'm really proud of the result. I just wish. I'm holding a sneeze. I'm really trying to hold it together right now. I'm bluffing to get the sneeze out. But now I broke the fourth wall, and now the sneeze is gone. It's never going to happen, and that's how you guys defeat a sneeze.
He'll never sneeze again.
I won't. I'm done. What was I saying?
That is some of the you were excited to edit. That's some of the best things that happen to a creative person is when
not sneezing is huge.
When you're sitting there doing something else, and an idea just hits you. And it's like the perfect storm of idea and want to do idea, and you can just get up and like start doing it, and then
yeah.
you realize, oh, I could pay for this somehow. Like, that's the coolest thing in the world. We're really lucky yeah. sometimes.
Yeah, I've especially had that realization moving here to LA and meeting a lot of other creators. It's a lot of... We asked a really interesting question at a round table the other night, and...
Oh, for your AA meeting?
Basically. AI meeting. It was for the Hit Me yeah. Up startup. And we were just talking about creator pain points, and I had asked the question because I was, you know, I wanted to share my experience to see if people could give me tips for what I'm, you know, scaling and building up. And every creator at the table, basically, they were not YouTubers. They were all TikTok or Instagram okay. first. And every single one said their number one pain point for their business was monetization.
Mm.
And I found that so interesting because it really clicked in my head that...
That's like the least of my worries.
Right? Like, well,
I'm in trouble because I am monetized and I'm not like...
You're not taking too long to make stuff. You're missing
now.
Monetization opportunities.
Yeah,
you're
like I'm literally making less money. This is the first time in my career where like I'm not chasing money. The money chasing me, and I'm just being difficult because I want to like make better stuff, or like I don't know. I just don't want to put out the same stuff just to make money anymore. It's exhausting and makes me feel like a piece of shit. So I'd rather just not make any money and be in trouble all the time. But be happy with what I'm putting out.
Yeah. And I am really happy
with
this video.
Are you in trouble too?
No, I'm fine. I'm pretty good at getting stuff done and finding out a way. I'll just be late, but I'll usually get it done.
Yeah, I'm late too. I have a brand deal that I got in August of last year
mm-hmm.
that I haven't posted. Got a draft. Everything delivered.
They're still interested in it?
Oh, yeah.
What are you waiting on, Buster?
Other ads just keep going out before it.
How does that work? I feel like that's not right.
Because other brands are really mad at me. And this one isn't mad enough yet.
Oh, man. See you next August. That ad's never going up, guys. Just let them know.
I'm waiting for the year anniversary. I'm actually waiting for the Gen 2 of this product to come out.
Yeah.
So then.
Dude. Yeah. I have noticed a little slowdown in the ad space, though. I don't know. Are you starting to notice less people? Not a big one. Just a little. Maybe you're so backed up. Maybe your toilet's so clogged.
I'm too backed up, but I am noticing it in like Genius Bar, like stuff that, you know, we're yeah. used to a certain schedule, and podcasting ads are not what they used to be. Dude, yeah. was it 2022? We just had an immaculate year.
Yeah, 2022, we made really, we were really fortunate and really lucky.
And to be fair, we're fortunate now.
Yeah.
Still, but like,
I don't think we realized how fortunate we were.
Somebody was doing really beautiful things in 2022. The ad sales yeah. team,
shout out to our ad agency,
MVP team.
Yeah, I mean, they're still great. But yeah, anyway, all of this just to say, it really has made me, in talking to other creators that, you know, have other jobs or doing other things, that. I mean, still, if you want a shot at doing this thing full time, it just seems like YouTube is it. And I feel so grateful that people care and watch still. And I think sometimes I probably come across.
If you had to start over, mm-hmm. do you think you could? Like, you can't use Apple Track. Like, you can't post a video to Apple Track and go, hey, go subscribe to this new channel. Like, if you had to start mm-hmm. over, do you think you could?
I wanted it really bad.
What does that mean?
So if I wanted it as bad now as I did then, I was hungrier for YouTube, and I'm still hungry for YouTube, but I am a bit beaten down
yeah.
just from the workflow and the workload. I believe in me. I think most things that I bet on for myself, I can do. And I think I have a pretty good track record that backs that up. And I feel like you're the same way.
Oh, yeah. Like, I think I could. I think I could, assuming no one knows who I am, no one, no front page tech promotion, erase my name from history. I think I could. I think I could skip a lot of the painful years that I went through.
Yeah.
Like when I look back at the time when I was, when front page tech wasn't doing well, at the time in my brain, I was always like, wow, I deserve so much more. Like the show is so good. If people could just see it. But now that I'm like where I always wanted to be, I can confidently look back at those times and say, I absolutely did not deserve. I was just, I did not know enough then. And the quote unquote success or the growth that I had then is exactly what I deserved. I don't think any of it should have come any earlier. I think I wasn't actually making good content until I was actually making good content. And I was just full of shit for most of the time.
I could probably say the same thing about myself. And
so a lesson for creators out there watching, if you're like, man, if there's got to be some like video idea, or there's got to be some SEO thing I can do, or like there's just got to be enough. Maybe I can pay for promotion. There's got to be a way to get people's eyes in front of me. Like back in the day, I used to think collabs were the thing. Like if I could just get a big YouTuber to say my name.
Yeah.
But no, that wasn't the content I was making was literally not good enough. And I wish I would have just known that earlier to just make good stuff. There's people right now that came up with us, but aren't at our level because they like made the wrong decisions, didn't make the right moves, and their content is just not what it should be. And they are in the position of like still thinking about SEO and still thinking about like just some special YouTube tactic instead of literally just making good videos. I never realized how important that actually was. I always thought there was some sort of trickery to do, or there was sort of some sort of game to follow, and it's literally just make something good and worth watching.
Yeah. And I will say sometimes you still get humbled when you're confident. When I dropped my Apple Award video last week, I was pitching it to people for months. I'm like, this is an easy 100K, world exclusive. Nobody's ever seen the black one. It's going to be amazing. Did I mention it's the color black? It's awesome. Mm-hmm. And then I realized after the video went live that maybe a 13-minute video about two pieces of metal just isn't that interesting to a lot of people. You know, you get so invested in things personally, and to really humanize it, I'm sure that the way Humane was talking about the AI pin the way that they were is probably because they were just so in it and they were really proud that they made something from nothing, which is a hard thing to do, and they just wanted people to believe in them. Now, did I go around for months saying that my video was, I did say it was going to be a big deal. So maybe I'm just like Humane actually.
No. Well, like
maybe I really overhyped it.
My Vision Pro review I am disappointed in how that it got. Okay. So the Vision Pro review got 235,000 views so far before Vision Pro comes out in like other places of the world. So maybe that number goes up, but, like the Tim Cook documentary, when I put that out, I felt like it deserved every bit of 1 million views, and it got that. And the Vision Pro review is probably my favorite video I've ever made. And I can confidently say that I think it's one of the best tech reviews ever made, and I'm glad that it got that reaction. But I also blame myself for it underperforming. I know that I in no way am I like, oh, the YouTube algorithm didn't treat that video correctly, or like nothing went wrong after release. I think it's because half the video is treated like a normal review. Like I'm talking about the pros and cons, mostly the cons. And I think before it even got to the whole like next level of tech review thing, I spent half the video treating it as a normal tech review. And like as a story, that's a good story. Treating it as a normal tech review and then it turning. But like, for that type of content, people aren't sitting through all that, and like people left. So it's, but that's like a lesson learned on me for when I make the next one.
And I also just think something that you can't beat yourself up for too, that I've learned, is people just might not care about something sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's not your fault, and that's not their fault. It's just what it is.
Yeah.
I felt that way about my Apple aluminum block video. I think they're awesome. I'm fascinated by them.
Mm-hmm.
If a million people were fascinated, I very much believe that a million people would have watched that video. I just think there's not that many people that care. And I think sometimes for like a Vision Pro review, they're saying, oh, it's $3,500. I don't even care. That's not even realistic for me to get. Mm. And I think that can be part of it too. It's just like with the Apple Awards. Well, I can't even buy that. So why would I click?
Gotcha.
I don't care. And I think that's part of it too, where we get so personally invested and we care so much about, and we believe in something. And sometimes even the, you know, most diehard tech fans that watch us every week, they're like, yeah. And I don't watch every YouTuber mine video that they make. I mean, I it's so silly because I'll make a video and think, why isn't everybody watching every video?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think about, there's not a single YouTuber that I love where I literally watch every second of every video. I'll always skip a couple. I'll always skip a week. I'll be busy, you know? And yeah. I think I'm just trying to say that's why I'm so grateful that people do spend even a view on something, because that is, a view is really meaningful and valuable. And just I appreciate everybody. Whether you've watched one video ever and now you hate me, or you've always hated me and you still watched me once and gave me a chance, I appreciate all of it because it's all valuable. And I feel like I'm learning slowly but surely.
Wow.
Just takes a decade plus. Call me the Apple Watch.
Yeah. It takes a decade plus of learning to get the good version.
Yeah.
Well,
we've officially made that part of the episode where we talk about
the
YouTube
therapy
for the second
session.
Because there's no news. That's fair enough, honestly. Hey, iPads are supposed to be coming in like a week or two.
May 6th, is that the guess? Didn't Gurman say the second week of May?
So that, it's the 6th or the 7th, it'd be Monday or Tuesday. So yeah, I guess I will be waking up at 5 a.m. both of those days.
And I'll tell you what, Mark Gurman, this is like the 6th time you've said this is when the iPads are coming. So I swear to Christ, if May 6th or 7th or 8th, let's just have some fun. Any of the, you got 3 days to get this right for the 6th time. If the iPad doesn't come out, I swear on this podcast, I will find your address.
Nope.
I will not publish it. I would never publish it.
Gotta cut this. Nope, not happening.
And I will send you a McDonald's Happy Meal. And when you receive that McDonald's Happy Meal, you're going to eat it, because like, who wouldn't eat free if there was McDonald's in front of your door? No one's going to say no. But I want you to know that as you eat this Happy Meal, it's actually a sad meal, because I sent it very sad, because you have saddened me. You have destroyed my hope for humanity. You have destroyed my love for technology single-handedly. You think, oh, wow, John cares less and less about Apple rumors. Would you like to know why? It's because Mark Gurman every fucking Sunday puts out a goddamn newspaper, news thing. What is that? What are they called? Newsletter? That you have to pay for, by the way. And says, hey, by the way, new iPads come in March. Just kidding. End of March. Just kidding again. It's actually April. Hey, it's April. Just kidding again. May. Sometime in May. Remember when there was going to be an iPad Apple event? Do you remember those days?
I do.
Do you remember when the event happened? No! You don't remember it! It's because we keep following this fucking gremlin under the bridge, and we keep following him under there, hoping he's going to deliver us from the evil, and he never does! Literally,
but
never.
You're not gonna not go. You're not gonna follow the. You're not gonna not go under the bridge. Because what if there is an iPad?
Every
there?
Year previously, he has led us not to the bridge, but to the promised land. But this year, every time, he just takes me to this grimy fucking bridge among the homeless, and he says, "This is where I will deliver the Apple news. Please pay me monthly for this newsletter." And it's bullshit every time. I don't care about any of your fucking reports. I don't care about the robot report. I don't care about the M4 chips. I don't care whatever you're saying. If you're saying there's robots in 4 years, I can't fucking believe you because you can't track down iPads in a month. I hate technology.
It sounds like somebody needs a new iPad mini. Does Johnny need a new iPad mini?
All will be forgiven. Mark Gurman, tell me when iPad mini 7 is coming out and you will be forgiven.
Do you think the new iPad Pro is going to be him? Or do you think it's going to be a letdown? Because I'm almost worried with Apple taking so long in between updates and it not really changing, similar to the Apple Watch for 6+ years, I'm worried that my expectations are too high.
Maybe. You know what Mark Gurman has made me feel like?
What?
You know, like, Dave, your college professor.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he follows Apple Track? Do you think he follows Maybe. Mac Rumors?
He probably follows my YouTube channel, but...
Okay. Your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think she reads Mac Rumors?
She probably has before.
You're not helping me. I'm trying to... A regular human that doesn't have access to the news, that doesn't care about the news, and is just surprised whenever Apple puts out a new iPad.
Oh. You mean...
Take your time.
Mark Gurman? He's going to be surprised when it drops.
Exactly. Mark Gurman has made everyone in the tech community feel like everyone else. No one actually knows anything. I wonder if Mark Gurman lost his sources a long time ago and he's just been waiting for everyone to discover this.
That would be really funny.
Remember that leaker that got fucking sued?
Yeah.
Because he was talking to Homeboy?
Journal,
I know, but what I know, Marcus, is that a lot of the really good sources, fun fact, everyone write this down. Don't say that this was a boring episode because everyone's leaving with a little gift bag here.
Gift bag?
A lot of the major sources, like the ones that are really good within Apple that are leaking information, are taking turns. They work with all of the major publications, and everyone sort of gets a turn. So.
Hold on. Where's my turn? Nobody's ever reached out to me and said, hey, we got exclusive info.
You be trying not to leak things.
I still want to know.
Because you care about going to Apple Park. You got to film
I
there every
Apple
day.
I love Apple Park. Yeah, I got to
So therefore,
keep
you cannot leak,
there.
You see? But these, like, let's say Joshua. He's a big Apple employee. He's leaking things. Okay, he has big story. Well, this time he's going to give this story to Wall Street Journal. Okay, this week he's going to give this story. Let's say he's heard some rumblings about some iPads. He's going to give that to Mark Gurman. And then let's say Apple finds out this person and the news story gets blown up that he was a source talking with the Wall Street Journal, talking with a homeboy. But he also, what you don't know, is a source for people like Mark Gurman or...
Mac Rumors.
And now one guy has been taken out of the running. And now suddenly everyone has lost a source. I'm not saying that is what happened. I'm just saying it wouldn't surprise me.
It sounds like there were actually delays for production for the iPads.
What does that mean?
It means he probably was talking to people and
don't
they were like,
start
"Oh yeah,
with
they're,
me,
on,
Sam.
They're on track."
Don't
for
fucking
March.
Start with me.
Why does
listen.
He put me in a hostage video? All
listen,
of a sudden? I feel like
Sam.
I'm talking to the Joker.
Fucking listen to me. That's not how this works. He can't. If there are manufacturing delays.
Daddy
then
grabbed
you
a knife, and mommy didn't like that. Not
you,
one
you couldn't
bit.
You couldn't possibly say this is the release date until mass manufacturing didn't even start for him to give a release date.
Yeah, he was probably guessing based off of components and stuff, like Ross Young will do.
Did you fucking say it?
Dude, Ross Young also said March, you little hoe cake.
Ross Young has like a 96% accuracy rate and is only going off of behind-the-scenes supply chain things.
Look at this.
Mark Gurman has said these things are launching 8 times and they can only launch 1 time. One time.
They can launch whenever they want.
1 time.
Dude, look at this article from McRumors. You think they've ever been called Mick Rumors? I think that'd be funny.
I'm fucking pissed.
Are you tired
of being treated like this, Mark?
Dude, look.
Mark Gurman.
April is what they said.
You little slut.
So it's not just him. So you gotta be nice. Did you fall and hit your head as a child? Because I'm noticing you have scars on your head.
I did.
So did I. That's actually, I think you can see it right there. Can you zoom in on me?
I did. No. Do I look like I'm in the state to control the podcast?
No. Well, when I was young, I was running because I liked trains and we were on the train. I think it was called the Black Mamba because it was like a big black train.
Okay.
BBT. And it was so cool. Like, I just remember all the kiddos were running around the BBT. But the BBT had quite literally a screw loose.
Okay.
So I was so excited to get to the front of the BBT that I was running and my foot got caught on a bolt that was sticking up.
Okay.
And let me just reenact. So it's like the bolt is like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is my top part.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, no. And then I hit my head directly on 4 other bolts. And then I was rushed to the hospital and people were screaming as my dad carried me out because they said, he said people were literally covering their children's faces when he was running by with me because there was so much blood.
I've got 2 stories, I suppose.
I wonder if that's why I'm so dumb.
Oh, that's not very nice to say about you.
You ever feel like you want to be deleted?
You ever feel like somebody's watching you?
Sometimes you might feel like both. And that's why this episode is sponsored by Delete
Yay,
Me.
Yay, Delete Me.
You know, John, I want to edit what I said. I don't mean personally wanting to be deleted. I just feel like my online presence and my data being out there, I wish there was a way to delete it and get as much off there as humanly possible.
Okay, so you want Delete Me to delete me data, not delete me as in your whole self.
Yeah, just like my online persona. You know, me and you are both public figures, and I like this company because they specialize in this product, which is going to these data brokers, getting your stuff back and being like, hey, bruv, maybe you could stop using. That's probably how they talk because, you know, if you say anything else, they're not going to take you seriously. So they go, hey, bruv, I want his data back. And then everybody goes, there you go. There's his data. And then they give John Prosser and Sam their data back.
They walk up like they're robbing a bank, but it's like allowed because they're robbing back data that was yours to begin with. They walk up with, I'm not saying they have a weapon. I'm just saying they hold something down. And they say, hey, data broker, put everything you have about John Prosser in this bag right now or else nobody move. And then the data brokers, they shove all the data in the bag, delete me. They run out the door with it and they burn it. That way no one has it. That's why we love Delete Me. That's why we love them. Screw the data brokers. Take your data back by going to Delete Me. Sorry, joindeleteme.com/geniusbar and make sure to use the promo code geniusbar. That is important for 2 reasons. Number 1, because it's the only way you can get 20% off. And number 2, it's the only way that they're going to know that we sent you to get your data removed. That's joindeleteme.com/geniusbar, promo code geniusbar. Check out. Do you remember all those details, Sam?
I do. That's joindeleteme.com/geniusbar, code geniusbar, guys. Take control of your data and keep your private life private. I love that. I just wanted to add, I love that. Take control of your data and keep your private life private. That's like
keep your private.
Yeah, don't leave them exposed, guys. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. Special discount again, 20% off at joindeleteme.com/geniusbar.
Thanks, Delete Me.
Damn.
Both times I'm a fucking idiot. The first time was I was a wee little tot, and I was at the neighbor's house because they had a little, Dudley was his name, a little beagle dog, and he was on a leash.
Dudley?
Dudley. He was adorable.
Wait, I feel like we need a photo to illustrate.
He's very dead now, obviously, but unless he lived 30 years, which would be just impressive.
Wait, why do all these that looks like Maisie.
I mean, she was
I just Googled the dog. Yeah, but this looks like actually like very similar to her.
Okay. Oh, you're not sharing your screen.
Oh, I keep doing this. It ruins the bit every time. Dude, both these look like Maisie. What? Oh. That actually looks like Maisie.
Dudley was darker. Dudley. He was like a dark boy. Like
there
that.
We go. That's Dudley. Dudley.
There's Dudley. Okay. Dudley was on a leash. And he scared me. He started barking and started running towards me. And my dumbass didn't put the pieces together. It was like, oh, he's on a leash. He can't get me. And I freaked out and I ran. I turned around to run. And as soon as I turned around to run, I rammed my head right into a fucking tractor trailer. And was just really dizzy. And I remember walking home. My head was really cold. And I was like, oh, I feel really weird. And I touched my head and it was blood everywhere. And I knocked on my door when I got home. And my mom lost her goddamn mind. Jesus. The second time. What you can see here.
Yeah.
Okay. This is me getting my first black belt. I'm showing a picture, Sam. See him? That's me. That's little me.
Sick.
I was 8 maybe. And as I got older, that was a black belt in Taekwondo. For anyone who trains in Taekwondo, I'm sorry for the next bit that I'm about to say. Taekwondo is not real. I discovered this the hard way. Taekwondo is a lot of like what I would have referred to as dancing, not actual self-defense. It's like I got a black belt in that picture by just remembering moves and then like doing it in front of a crowd and in front of judges, but never to anyone. And those moves don't actually fucking do shit to anyone. And so when I started training in actual mixed martial arts, and I was coming into training with a black belt, and they put a white belt on me, I was offended. I was like, you don't understand, I have a black belt. So to teach me a lesson, and the best part was Taekwondo, like you had to wear a cup and like pads and all this other stuff. You never really touched anyone. So I don't know why you did any of that. For this class, they were like, you're not wearing a cup, you're not wearing pads. If something happened to you on the street, you're not going to be like, hang on, burglar, let me put on my headgear and a cup. Like no one's going to do that. So to teach me a lesson, because I was an arrogant little asshole. It's like, I don't need to, don't give me a white belt. I have a black belt. At least give me two colors up or something. They were like, okay, here's our white belt. This guy has been training for a couple months. You may like spar him. Cool. Fucking cool. I will kick this dude's ass and I will prove that you shouldn't have put him against me, a black belt in Taekwondo. So I do so. We're in a little circle, and the rules are you spar. If someone steps out of the circle on purpose, they forfeit, or if you push them out, if you get them out, they lose. I thought I got this person to leave the circle. I was incorrect, and I made the gruesome mistake of turning around. I was like, see, fucking sensei, I told you that I was going to beat his ass, and he just lost. So I turn around and start walking, and then I hear footsteps.
Like, Jaws.
Like, what the fuck? And I turn around and he roundhouse kicks me in the face and I'm instantly knocked out. I just remember seeing the ground. I don't remember hitting the ground. I just remember going, seeing the ground and then waking up with people all around me and their blood coming from my head.
Dude, he was pissed.
Life lesson. Life lesson.
Yeah. Life lesson. Trust people that are older than you.
Yeah.
For the most part. Yeah. I remember the first time I ever went and ran cross country in high school. It was my first day ever. And, you know, okay, it was before freshman year of high school started. So I'm a young boy. You know, you see all the movies of the seniors and the juniors pulling pranks.
Yeah.
On the younger kids, right? So going into my first day of cross country, I was very adamant. Coach goes, okay, all the freshmen brand new, you guys are going to do this route. It was like barely 3 miles. It was a super easy route called a Merrimack. Then the second, he was like, second year, JV, if you think that's where you're going to place this year, you're going to do like 5.5, 6 miles. And he's like, if you really think you want to be varsity, you're doing this run, which is like 7+ on the first day because you've been training all summer. You're ready. And he said, basically, the one route, the longest one is totally different. So you guys go off first. But the other two routes, you go split to the easy route off of the main route. So it's like main road, easy route, or keep going for big, long route, 6 miles. So my first day of cross country ever, I remember, you know, I don't know anything. I'm not familiar with this area where I was running yet. Okay. And I'm running with the freshmen, and I'm also running with the older kids because it's the same route. And I remember I was super shy and quiet, had a lot of anxiety at the time. And they looked back and said, freshman, right? I was like, yeah. They go, that's where you turn. And I went. And they were like, no, for real, turn there because this is the long route. And I went.
Long schlong.
Yeah, I shrugged. And I was because I'm like, nope, nice try. Nice try. I'm not getting lost and coach is going to be pissed at me on day one and set the tone for the next 4 years. I'm not going to be that guy. I'm sticking with y'all. So then they were like, you want to do this? And I was like,
of course.
So I just followed them. And then I had to like walk half of it because I could barely breathe because I was so tired and my legs felt like jelly sticks. Oh,
that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I should have just listened to them. So I mean, I literally could have been, yeah, it would have been a way better.
Easiest thing is usually to just listen.
Kind of set the tone for freshman year though.
Yeah.
But I was just not, it's going to be a rough first year, I think.
And that is, and to this day, that's the reason why you're not allowed at Apple events. If you would have just listened that one time.
Junior and senior year were pretty good though. I had a good junior senior year of high school. Yeah, and that's Apple News. And guys, I mean, thanks for spending another hour of your life with us.
Hour and a half. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Not sure why you're here, but thank you. Anyway, we love you. And
Mom, do you have anything to say? The mic is yours.
Mom just dropped the beat. You got any big plans for your week? And
nope. Try to get videos done so I'm not in trouble anymore.
Hell yeah.
Woo! Complete work so I don't get yelled at anymore.
Yeah, make monies.
Send Happy Meal to Mark Garvin.
No, don't do that because I would never eat anything that anyone sent me. That would be actually terrifying. I'd probably.
You sent me food before and I ate it.
Yeah, but that was from a DoorDash. I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go get a Happy Meal and then like ship it UPS.
The way you said it.
No, I DoorDash. A bit of sus. Course. What you think I'm a monster?
Is DoorDash the best?
It is
or
the
should
best.
I be using? Is Uber Eats better? Or does
and Lyft, you know what's Lyft really eats? Fucking infuriating about something like Uber or DoorDash?
What?
We could have thought of that.
Yeah. Yeah, didn't that's think about an it. Idea.
Or Airbnb. Like, come on, bro.
What's the so idea many... that we could have? There's got to be more ideas like that.
I was thinking about, Humane okay, AI hear been? Me out. Hear me out.
Okay.
It's, imagine Siri. Mm-hmm. But imagine if you trapped her in a box that then could clip to your shirt.
I already made that joke.
And only did that. But poorly. And for $700.
I gotta go eat dinner
plus a subscription.
And lunch. What would you pay to subscribe to me a month?
Okay, hang on. Let me give you a fair answer. I need you to go a little bit deeper here. What am I getting for this?
You're getting unlimited TikToks. Okay. So
I thought you meant I've like made as, something. As friends. Like a monthly
no,
friendship
no.
fee. Okay.
No, like this is the whole, so you get friend as well, but you also get work. So you get unlimited Apple News, unlimited TikTok, and then one video a week every 4 weeks.
Are you getting your Apple News from Mark Gurman?
Yeah, he's the main source.
Oh, shit. Price goes down. Oh, man.
Price went down, but he's got exclusive info. And then for your friend fee, I will do one our podcast not a minute longer every week, and then 3 minutes of friend time before and after the show.
Love it.
Not a minute more.
$24 a month.
Nope, I've got a better. I've got, this is going to really blow up your whole price range.
Oh no.
One mini golf a month in VR.
$53.
So we doubled the price with VR. Let's go, baby. That's
And you said VR isn't good.
Okay, guys, thanks for watching. We'll see you later.
Hang on, I have another question.
I've been Sam, and I'll catch you in the next one. Yeah.
If you, okay, hypothetically, we're both doing this. We make a pact, shaking on it, where all of our content is no longer public. We stop delivering content to the public. There's no ads in the content anymore. But now 100% of everything that we make is behind a paywall. But the catch is, it's a bundle. You don't. It's not like a John Prosser paywall, Sam Cole paywall. You get JohnProsserSamCole.com, and you get all of our content for one monthly fee. What do you think we could charge before people are like, fuck you guys, I'm never watching again?
Maybe $200 like 50 a month? 50 cents a month.
How much does Mark Gurman charge for one newsletter a week that's always
Bloomberg's
wrong?
Expensive because they make you subscribe to the whole site. I think it's around $300 a year I pay.
That's why
Bloomberg.
I'm doing a bundle. You can't subscribe to just one of us. You got to subscribe to both.
Yeah, but I don't think a lot of people, I think actually a lot of people would pay to just never see my face again.
We get 4 Power On newsletters a month that are always wrong and we still pay.
That's true.
So
it's kind of like, is it an addiction?
So what is the price for us? Multiple times a week. You get a podcast a week. You get separate videos a week. You get tweets. Apple Track will tweet. You get Sam's TikToks. Really, Sam is really pulling all the weight for this subscription service. But I will also be there.
You'll come in for the thing that people actually care about once a month.
So I think $50 a month is $100 a month. $50 a month feels reasonable.
I
thought about
100,
but I'm deciding to be generous.
I'd say $29 a month would be an actual fair price.
Okay, starting next
week.
But
there's no way that would. There's no way that would scale to be sustainable.
Genius.supply is the only way to get us.
That's not
all content being taken away from the public.
Not true.
All of it. $29 a month.
Now, if we had big enough audiences.
We do.
We could probably do, I think under a million, I think we'd be making less money.
No, you add them up collectively.
Well, let's just do the math. So if we had, if we were, so we'd be splitting, is it 29 we're charging?
$29 a month. Yes.
So divided by two. So let's just call it $30 a month. We each make 15. So from every person that subscribes, we'd make $15 each. So how many people would we have to subscribe to, let's say, make $100,000 each? Dude. So we would need 10,000 people.
That's easy.
To pay $30 a month. There is no way.
To make how much?
To make $150,000 a year each. But this is our entire income now.
$50 a month. What does it look like now?
All right. $50 a month. We're each splitting 25.
I knew it should have been 50.
Now we're making $250K a month if we have 10,000.
A month?
Yeah.
$250K a month?
Yeah.
Wait.
Sorry, no, a year. A year. I'm sorry, a year. Wait.
What?
Wait, no, I'm dumb.
Yeah.
This would be
right.
A month.
So wait. For $29
a
month,
year.
We'd be making $150K a month? Because I don't know what you're making, but that's more than I make right now. So suddenly, this very silly.
Yeah, I'd say 150 grand a month is a bit more than I make right now.
Okay. Wait, so now, so yeah, this silly on. End of Genius Bar John Prosser idea is now not so silly. Now it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. So no more front page tech to the public, no more Apple Track to the public, no more Sam's TikToks to the public, no more Genius Bar to the public. You guys are going to have to fucking put your money where your ears are. You're going to have to pay $50 a month. No, sorry, $30 a month. We're generous men. $30 a month, and you get access to 100% Sam and John every month. No ads, just $50. You probably spend $50 on a single DoorDash delivery often. Just skip a DoorDash, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
this is more money than I've thought. And now I'm feeling like we should. We have had the idea for a while to do a bonus show after Genius Bar.
Like a post show, yeah.
And
basically
I need
what
money.
You're getting now, except you have to pay for it.
Well, one of my favorite podcasts does it. They do the first hour free and the second hour is behind a paywall.
Mm.
And I'll be honest, I am very
you
close
watch
to
Ben Shapiro too?
I watch it's a Hassan's podcast.
Oh, you would follow Hassan. Hassan has a podcast?
Yeah, it's called Fear and. He does it with him, Will, and then Cutie Cinderella and Austin Show.
I thought
Twitch
he was
streamers.
Done with podcasts after the whole Ethan thing.
No, it's great. This is a non-political podcast. It's just them.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's a really good show. It's a good podcast.
So,
yeah, I guess we should do this. Why haven't we done this?
We steal the
forever?
Idea.
This is our Uber.
Genius. Literally.
We should run a poll. Is there a way to do polls in the comments? I guess we could do it on our
YouTube
community page.
And if you pay, that is how you become a genius. If you don't pay, you can't call yourself a genius.
That seems messed up. But I agree.
Okay, good. We'll see you next week. Of course, after you pay us the fee. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. You think there's at least a handful of people that think this is it?
No.
Okay. You think they know it's a joke?
Hey. Yeah. Yeah, joke-ish.
Oh, yeah. We'll see you guys next week. Maybe.